نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم، قال قائل منهم: كم لبثتم؟ قالوا: لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم. قالوا: ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم، فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا، إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا. صدق الله العظيم.
Last week we spoke about the beginning few verses of this Mubarak Surah, and we ended where Allah Tabarak Ta'ala then mentioned that after they had made a dua that, O Allah, see to our dunya, see to our deen, atina min ladunka rahma, make the intizam of our outside, وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا, and see to our inside as well. Which we explained in today's time is all the outside intizamat that is made for every person who wants to pull himself out of the environment. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا, and that is called the ruhani intizam that is made. In the madaris it is made in the surat where asatiza from different areas are brought in one place, and kitabs from different authors, musannifin, are brought, and the ulum and marifat, ruhaniyat of different people are gathered under one light. And it is from the fadl of Allah tabarak ta'ala that He has made it so easy. We all are well aware that before this it was never like this, that a person would get everyone in one place, he would have to search. But man's nature is that when a ni'am of Allah is given arm, and after a few years the difficulties of the people of the past are forgotten, and the favor of Allah is not regarded anymore as a favor. One is to thank the madrasa, the intizam, that is something. But one is to thank Allah tabarak ta'ala itself. And it is all based on first understanding it is a gift. For majority of the people, this is not even a gift. So if we haven't seen the favor of Allah, shukr of Allah and shukr of the people who Allah has used as a sabab, will never come. If a person has to understand what a favor it was that Allah gathered all, where a person on a dastarkhan sits and different foods from different countries come in front of him on one plate, and he reads one bismillah before eating, and in his bismillah he thinks, O Allah, food from around the world you brought it. And when he stands up from that dastarkhan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person after eating, he says, O Allah, that this food has only come from you. بِغَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ, without any strength from my side. He just understood that. The wording in the hadith is, Allah tabarak ta'ala forgives all his sins. Just to understand that Allah's favor is upon us. In ilm, if a person can do that. To understand that, oh Allah, you have brought food from all over in front of me in one dastarkhan, and I am able to eat every day to my full. That person who makes shukr on that favor, on food where he thanked Allah tabarak ta'ala, all his sins were forgiven. On ilm, if he has to make qadr of the ni'am of Allah, imagine where and where he will rise. So they made those two du'as. Allah tabarak ta'ala said, for the fulfillment of it, فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ. The condition was that they had to be ready to become oblivious of the outside world. And we mentioned when a student comes in the madrasa, that's the only thing that he needs to do. To be happy, to become jahil of everything happening around. Then only can you become alim of some zat who is great. Which ulama have mentioned that Allah Tabarakallah's zat is so beautiful. And it is so pure. But for it to come in a vessel, its demands is that the vessel also be clean. When normal water will not be put in a dirty glass. And if the glass is clean on the inside and dirty on the outside, then too you won't put water. You will feel dirty just because of the outside, although the inside is clean. Which we normally say, the outside is not affecting me, my heart is clean. But I want to know what's happening there. But my heart is clean, I don't get any filthy desires. Even if your outside is slightly dirty, normal person will not put clean water in the jar. For man to expect that Allah Tabarak Tala, who is a zat of beauty, to come in a vessel. While in that vessel, even if in the vessel is not dirty, around the vessel there is dirt. There is sports, there is commentary, there is the news, there is literature, there is novels, there is comics, there is cartoons, there is internet. All these things are around, even if they have not poisoned the inside, which is hardly possible. Then too a person will never ever expect that Allah Tabarak Tala will make nuzul in their heart. But if you can learn to pull out, in the present world as technology advances, the normal halat of Muslims is we jump always. Whatever new thing comes out, the Muslim wants to have it first in his hand. Every new phone, every new computer, every new mobile, whatever is in the market, the first grabbers are the people of Iman. Allah Tabarak Tala has made an ishara that try to be the last to grab. Because every new technology has its new fitna, it has its new sickness. It will cause sickness in the inside, spiritually it will cause sickness on the outside, physically. The man whose hand is the last to touch will be the most mubarak. As time moves, we'll have to move with the time, but be the last to jump into anything. Whatever is moving, be the last to touch it, understanding that this is fitna. And nobody ever jumps in fitna. He looks first, see what is happening. You come to a park and you see a new toy that is invented. Your son wants to run, you hold his hand, you say, let somebody else try it first. When you see that person going, moving through it, you see where there are falls, where there are pitfalls, where he can get hurt. After a couple of good amount of children have gone through, then you allow your child to go. And where you have seen others have fallen, then you will watch him at those areas. Allah Tabarak Tala has made ishara towards this. Be the last to jump into technology, you will be the last to fall and get trapped. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ. And thereafter, if Allah Tabarak Tala wanted, he could have left them sleeping forever. But he made ishara that you will never remain in this condition forever. A time will come when you will have to come out. And you will now have to get involved in environment again. You will have to now use computers, use the internet, use the phone. But at that time, you will be different from the other person. لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى. The meaning of إِحْصَايَ is the person who was able to look after the حقوق of his time. أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا. For that period of time where they were left in one condition out of the world, and their friends were left in the world, when Allah Tabarak Tala brought them out, he made it clear to the world that who was able to look after his time. Those people for 300 years who carried on in their way, whatever happened to them happened, nobody even knows. They were the good, they were the bad, they were the ugly. These young boys, when they came out, Allah Tabarak Tala, in that space of time which they practically did nothing, they just slept. When they entered that cave, they entered with a heart which was hating the environment around. Because of that feeling that they hated the environment around, Allah Tabarak Tala created a revolution. As they entered the cave, couple of years passed, and in that 300 years, the entire environment around changed according to their desire. What they entered the cave were desiring, when they came out, they found that entire revolution. The revolution was based on their intention. When a mujaddid is born to make a revolution in the world, it never happens that he stands up and he fights the whole world himself. It's an inside desire. It's a dua that he has. Many a time he goes to jail. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimullah was whopped. He took so much of hiding, but as soon as that Khalifa passed away, the whole environment changed. And the entire fitna which was so high crashed to the ground. One man's hard dua. A mujaddid in the bottom of a prison will be making a dua, Allah will create revolution around. If a person wants to see things happening, first he has to desire it. You can't fight against everything, but at least desire. So Allah showed the revolution. When these young boys came out, one was the revolution took place because of them. Their small amal made an entire world change. The second thing, when they came out, it was an era of Christianity now. Everyone was good Christians. But some people started bringing the question that, do we really believe in the last day, Qiyamah, where bodies will be brought up from the soil after so many years? And the king of the time had no answers. When these boys came out of that cave finally and their matter became famous, then they were living examples to everyone that you can see Qiyamah is nothing hard. We went to sleep so many years ago, we never knew about it. So that entire fear of irtidad, that also was removed. One small amal of this. They hardly did anything. Revolution they caused. Then that fear of irtidad, which was now creeping, that removed completely. And until today, whoever reads the waqiyah of the surah of Kahf, he also gets inspiration until the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't you see whose time was looked after? One person was ready to pull out of environment, and the little bit time he had, Allah put so much of barakah in it, that he created the ripples throughout the world. And another person will say, I must be moving with the times, and nothing will ever happen. 3/4 of the time he himself will fall into the fitna. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. Which Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, they made that one step towards Allah and we made their heart very strong. As these boys were running away, وَإِذِ اَتَّزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. One said to the other. According to history, they were those who were affected by the Hawariyin of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The da'wah had reached them and now they wanted to believe in one Allah. They were not happy with the environment around. So each one said to the other that, you know what? We will not manage to stay here and fight against it. No matter how strong their iman was, وَرَبَّتْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, means they reached the heights of imaniyat. But Allah Tabarak Ta'ala gave them an understanding that because you are few in number, you will not manage to fight against evil. Which will come after that, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ وَلَا يُشْعِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. That 300 years later, when they woke up, and they thought that just yesterday we went to sleep and they saw that our food has now come to an end. So they told their one friend, you know what, go out and go and get some food for us, but don't let anyone see you. Because if these people catch us, then either they will stone us to death or they will make us come back into their way. Which many people cannot understand this, that we understand that a person with iman must just stand up and fight evil. When the Muslims of India had their war against the British at that time, and it was the last jihad that was fought, and because of cowards and because of spies, the entire thing collapsed. At that time, Haji Imdadullah Rahimullah, Mawlana Qasim Nanatwi Rahimullah, Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi, they were people of great iman. But they now understood that the era of jihad for the Muslims for a while is now stopped in the area where the kuffar was ghalib. So it now makes no sense for a few Muslims to stand up and say, we will fight you till the ending. Because if those few Muslims had to pass away, they would have become shaheed. But then the rest of the Muslim and population of that area would have become murtad. So at that time, each one went and he started a different tariqah of amal. Which is what this ayah is making ishara towards. That when the zamana is not fit for fighting, then there is another zamana. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Makkah Mukarramah, Sahaba's iman was on the heights. 10 years of imaniyah they got. But it was still told to them, not yet, not yet. You can't just fight. The area around us is not yet ready. Mawlana Qasim Nanatwi rahimullah, he was given ilham to open a madrasa. And the madrasa, he opened it in a small area which hardly ever looked at. One day it will be the basis of crushing different superpowers of the world. From that madrasa, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas rahimullah came out and he started the work of tabligh, which on the outside looks like nothing. And his wording was that I have now set up termites to eat into the tree of the superpowers of the world. That the world will never see what my amal will do, he'll eat from inside. And a zamana will come where the whole thing will crash to the ground. Haji Imdadullah rahimullah, he went over to Makkah Mukarramah and he made his life fana for Allah. Mawlana Qasim Nanatwi rahimullah wrote a letter to him that it came in my heart to open a madrasa. I found certain markings. I have established a madrasa. Make dua. So he wrote a letter back that you really think you have established that madrasa? If only you knew how many months of crying has been taking place here by the Kaaba. that Allah makes such a nizam come up to break the superpowers of the world. He says, that madrasa what you seeing is what you built is actually the samara of my du'as in Makkah Mukarramah. So the akabir of that time when the iman was on the heights, they understood we can't fight against it. So they went on to another tariqah of amal which was called working from the base now. Making the roots strong again so one day that entire thing will fall. And today what we are seeing in the world happening, where different puppets are falling day by day. And people of iman, jazba is rising. This is all because of that amal that was made. So at that time these boys said, fa'wu ila al-kahfi. That this is not the time to fight, rather get out of the environment. يَنْشُرُ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ Allah will make the intizam for you if you leave the environment. His mercy will start falling on you. وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا And all your needs Allah Himself will see to it. The Western world will say without insurance your work will never get done. Without a matric pass your work will never get done. Without university your work will never get done. Without television Islam will never manage to spread in the world. Without doing what the Western worlds are doing, you will never be able to do. And there are many people who say the Muslims must move with the times. That we must be in the television, in the media, in the newspaper, on the same par with the Western world, which will never happen. Because they are in control of it. The most the Muslims will be able to do is voice and opinion. You can never take over the media. The media will always be controlling. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala made ishara, in an era of fitna, you will have to pull out of the environment. When you pull out, your Allah will see to all your needs. Amongst their needs, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala made that they pulled out from their house which had the light. You might have had a candle burning in that house, so it is not dark. And when they went into a cave which is called Kahf, where there will be no sunlight, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, they gave up the candle, وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ The heavenly bodies then were put at their work disposal. If you had been there, you would have seen the sun rising and hitting the cave at a certain angle. When the sun was setting, it would hit the cave at a certain angle. Whatever need was needed for light, Allah said, I made all the intizam of it. ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ He says, that itself was a great sign of Allah. To see the sun working for a group of people. مَنْ يَهَدِ اللَّهَ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ But only that person whose heart Allah opens will he see it. وَمَنْ يُدْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا And that person whose heart is closed, he will say, no. As long as we don't move with the times, we don't make our own efforts, we don't try to move with technology, we don't try to buy what they are taking out in the market, then that person whose heart is closed, فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا You will never find a helper for him. He will in the end of the day look at America, look at Britain for his support. Because they got the powers of the world. And every time he'll tell them, we want you to come again to make a deal between us and Israel. Please America, why don't you come and help us? Please Britain, why don't you come and help? And then America and Britain will come with smiling faces. And they will say, we're making a deal here, making a deal here. And then Israel suddenly will stand up and say, we don't accept it. And then the Muslim world will look at America and Britain and say, do something. And they'll say, we can't do anything, sorry. فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا They will never find someone to help them. But that person who understands that everyone around is dhoka, deception. And one, Allah will see to our needs. And he says, I don't need this country, I don't need that country, I don't need that country. I don't need their technology, I don't need their weapons, I need Allah. And Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, he will see the world will be working for him. The sun will be rising and setting at his need. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاذًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ As these boys were sleeping in the cave, there was a fear that insects will come and hit them. Which a person says, if you don't have our weapons, which Quran mentioned, you have to make your effort. Buy your weapons. Build your weapons, but don't put your trust in other powers besides Allah. Because no power will ever be faithful except the Zat of Allah. So that person says, without weapons, how will I survive? If I got my couple of guns and they got ships, where will it ever work? Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, these young boys were fast asleep. There was a fear that insects would come and start biting at the body. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاذًا Allah made it such that whoever would look at them, the insects, the rats, the rodents, they would see that these boys are wide awake. وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ Whereas they were fast asleep. They had no intizam around them, but Allah made it like they got all the intizam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu setting out for jihad. As soon as an era of irtidad had started, murtads around the world, Sahaba radiallahu anhu said to him that if we have to now leave Medina Munawwara, There is a fear the first attack the enemy will make will be on the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We rather stay here. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted certain things, I'm going to do it. He says, no matter what happens, even if dogs have to come and eat the wives of Allah's messengers, wives, dogs have to come and eat their bodies. I say, I can accept that, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted certain things to happen, I'm going to let it happen. As he went out, Allah tabarak ta'ala made a awe spread around the kuffar of the area. That when they saw armies leaving Medina Munawwara, group after group, everyone felt that if so many armies can be coming out, imagine the army of Medina itself. And whoever was intending to attack, just pull back. Where there was no intizam around, وَهُمْ رُقُود, Allah tabarak ta'ala says, وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ إِقَاظًا. He will create such an awe around you, that the world will say, these people got great power. When Israel pulled out of Gaza, in the last attack that they made, then one person visited one of the Israeli leaders who was at that time very sick. Perhaps he died after that, if he died straight into Jahannam. Whatever happened to him, he was a big sized person, and the person who wrote the report is saying that we asked him that why did you all pull out of Gaza after the ships had blown practically the whole Gaza? And after all your soldiers had entered Gaza. And we know the Muslims of Gaza got absolutely no weapons to fight against. So in a rage, he just started blurting out loudly that it's a lie, it's a lie. That they say they got no weapons, they say they got no soldiers. But as soon as my men went inside, the mountain was filled with white soldiers. And every one of them was armed with such arms which we could never fight against. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ إِيقَاظًا, Allah tabarak ta'ala says, you will think that they are wide awake. It will be made to seem that they got all the ability to push you away, whereas they are fast asleep. But only that person who puts his trust only in the Zat of Allah. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. And then there was a fear when they're going to sleep that bed sores will start affecting their body. 300 years plus. They are not going to be moving. The fear of bed sores. And in this world it will be that if I don't play their game, and if I don't dress like how they want me to dress, and if I put on my topi, my turban, my kurta, my beard, then when I am traveling in the world, they'll stop me at here. They won't give me visa for this country. They won't allow me to do this. They won't let me open my business. All that fears. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, as the need came, we move them from side to side. When they needed to be turned to this side, we turn them. When they needed to be turned to that side, we turn them. You need to go for Umrah. Allah said, I will take you for Umrah. If you need to go to this country, you will go. But you don't have to change your outside to make them happy. Believe in one Zat of Allah and the world will be subservient to you. Whatever you need will be looked after. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ. If they needed to go on the right, they were put on the right. If they needed to go on the left, they were put on the left. We took in charge of their body. No one could harm them after that. لَوِطَّلَعْتَ عَلِيْهِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعِيهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. We made intizam of them that a dog came and looked after them also. There was a dog who put his legs in front that don't you dare attack these people. Ishara is made that if you put your trust in Allah, Allah will make kuffar forces, fusaq, evil people of the world subservient to you also. And when you need anything, you will find that the same people who are hell bent on destroying you, they are fulfilling your needs. They are giving you protection. The police are looking after you now. They are not letting the enemy attack you. But why? Not because you can trust them. They are the biggest of chores, biggest of thieves. They are the biggest deceivers. But when your trust is on the Zat of Allah, Allah puts it in them that they have to also look after you. The dog is there also for you. وَقَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ لَوِ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا. If you had to see them, you will run away from them. Out of fear. So much of awe will be put in that person. All he has to do is, however, pull out of environment for a while. Learn to understand what is the Qudrat of Allah. As long as we live in environment, we will see things happening with environment. We will see water coming from a tap. We will see information coming from the internet. We will see money coming from our shop. The man who pulls out of environment and he sees it all happening although nothing is around, the day he goes back, he will see the whole world will start working for him. وَكَذَٰلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, as we had looked after them in that cave for so many years, and as we had made all the intizam, in the same manner now we decided to let them wake up again. لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ, so that they can ask questions amongst themselves and the Qudrat of Allah could become zahir to the world. The first thing they asked is, come labithum, how long are we sleeping? So many years, our body is supposed to be aching. قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمًا. One person said, I think one day we were sleeping, last night. The other one said, no, I think couple of hours. There was absolutely no sign of the long duration of time they had spent. Absolutely no sign. Meaning if you pull out of the environment, Allah will make it so easy for you. That a time will come when someone will say, you spent 7 years in Darul Ulum Azadville, how you managed? You say, it went late. I never felt it. It went so fast. You tell a person, I've come back from 4 months. Say, 4 months. Which when Muhammad Ilyas Rahimullah started the work of Tabligh, 3 days. The person said, 3 days. 24 hours plus 24 hours plus 24. Who will ever go? When man can't come to the masjid for 2 hours, who will ever go? But when you hear one person, he came back from 1 year, he came back from 4 months, he's going 4 months every year. And you ask him, how are you managing? He says, he's managing. Labithna yawman, I just went yesterday, I came back today. The man who tries it, he will see time will go very fast. He will never feel it. Because Allah makes intizam of his time. But that person who stands back and says, hey, very long this is, I'll never manage. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will leave it. That for him it will be very long, he'll never walk in that path. قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ. They never knew how long it was. They said, Allah knows best how we managed that time and how long the time was. Whatever it is, فَبَعْثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. They said, since we are hungry now, let one person take some money. Let him go in the city. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طُعَامًا. And he must go and search around looking for something that we can eat. Azka normally has many meanings in the Arabic language depending on how you look at it. According to my understanding, in their zamana when they ran in the cave, it was an era of idol worship. Worshipping of the sun, worshipping of the cow, worshipping of thousands of gods besides one Allah. So obviously every meat that was going to be slaughtered also was going to be slaughtered on the name of those idols. When they pulled out of environment, one reason was they understood that we can't get whatever we want. Pure, wholesome, impossible. Halal is so difficult. But when they were sending their friend, they told him that you go and look for azka ta'am. That despite we can never have conviction that what we are eating is 100% halal because of the environment around us. Where our meat is coming from, we'll make a slight effort. But in the end of the day, if the man wants to do you down, he'll do you down. But our job is to make that effort. Look at which is azka, from the rest, which is the best. If you are buying meat, then you can never trust any of the meat. But Islam hasn't said stop eating meat. Islam has just said you make your effort, look for the best from the rest. And then if ever you fall and you slip and you realize, hey, for the last 3 years I was eating haram, then Quran has made it very clear, it is not your fault. Now you won't sit back and cry. Immediately you will say, I'll be cautious in the future. أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا. All you have to do is look what is the best. You can never ever be sure it is all 100% halal, tayyib. We know where ingredients are coming from. Anything you buy, you will see emulsifiers. Who is going to go into the emulsifier? If any group comes up one day and says, don't eat this, immediately you say, I don't eat it. If the man says, but you have been eating it the last 5 years, now why stop? You will say, because Islam now told me to stop. Before this year, I was eating it because I never knew it was haram. Ishara was made in this verse, a time will come again where the whole world food industry will be taken over by evil people. And they will make an effort to ensure that whatever you consume will never be the best. At that time, Islam has never said, sit back and say, I'll keep roza till I die. I will never eat anything. Everything I'm finding today is halal, tomorrow it's haram. And you'll get three groups of people. One person will say, everything is haram. And he'll say it like that and he'll eat everything. And the second person will say, nothing is halal. And he will try and enforce this on his wife, on his children, don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat that. In the ending, they will also break. And one is a moderate approach which Quran has made ishara towards. That you search for what is azka ta'aman, what is the best from the rest. You found one group saying that this is halal, then we're going to trust it. In the end of the day, whether it's 100% halal or not, how we'll ever know. But at least I saw that one doesn't look right, that one doesn't look too good, that one doesn't look too good, this one looks the best, okay, I'll buy from you. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا فَلْيَأْتِكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ مِّنْهُ. Now bring that food, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. And then they told him, but go about it silently. وَلَا يُشْعِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. Let them not see you. Don't go and make a big noise about it. Start fighting about it. Go to the abattoir and demand, I want to be let in. Show me what's happening. Because immediately you will be arrested and put in jail, and then they'll give you haram meat till the day you die. So they said, you just play a silent game, because the environment around is now not for us, it's against us. In the Muslim world, it's even worse than in the non-Muslim ones. If you go to the Muslim countries and there you ask for halal, the person will look at you with big eyes. Are you trying to say we eat haram? But if you really explain to that person, you know, the food of this area, I don't trust it. Where your meat is coming from, I don't know, it comes from another country. But are you going to now stand up in the hotel and say, I demand halal food? They will immediately say, sir, get out of the hotel. Next time, don't come back here. So they were told, you must just be silent. وَلَا يُشْعِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. Let no one notice you. إِنَّهُمْ إِن يَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ. Because if they do notice you, يَرْجُمُوكُمْ أَوْ يُعِيدُوكُمْ فِي مِلَّتِهِمْ. Either they will stone you to death, they will lock you up, they will put you somewhere and you will die in that. Or they will manage to bring you back into their tariqah. وَلَن تُفْلِحُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا. And if you go back in their tariqah, then you'll never be kamiyab after that. Meaning one Muslim might stand up and say, I will fight the world. And he will make a big issue of it. But when that evil forces come and blast him, he will die as a shaheed. But all the family around him will not have the iman he had. And many of them will become murtad. When they become murtad, there will be no kamiyabi for so many of them. So Quran made ishara, when that zamana comes, then it's a zamana of Makkah Mukarramah again. Play your game silently. Do your work from under. And how much effort you can make, you make so much of effort. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will see to the rest. Wa akhiru da'wana.